You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 23 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Wilbur Brown and Jesse Cruz. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Wilbur Brown, you are the Events and Catering Coordinator at the Central Council for Tlingit and Haida. And Jesse, you're the Indigenous Wellness Project Director for Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Wilbur, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do there.
Well, most people know about who Central Council Tlingit and Haida is, you know, but what they don't know is that we also have a startup catering company that's been in process of running since, I think, since October, early October. And, you know, we also have the Elizabeth Pride of it all, which is good marriage, you know, for people who are looking for events in the community. So that's kind of how we ended up with this event, you know, of having A Tribe Called Red here.
Mm-hmm.
And the comedian, Tony Hall. So it really seems like it's been an exciting partnership with Gold Belt and with Sea Alaska. As most people folks know, Tlingit and Haida is the tribal government for about 30,000 tribal citizens worldwide, you know. And we are based here in Juneau, but have tribal entities all over.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And Jesse, how about you? Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do there.
Gold Belt Heritage Foundation is a nonprofit focused on language revitalization, promoting culturally responsive education, and building community. I oversee a health and wellness suicide prevention grant with them, and I just brand new to the program, so kind of get my feet wet as well and learning about Juno. So we got a big event coming up that we're really excited about and super excited to collaborate with a bunch of different youth organizations within Juno, and we'll tell you more about it here shortly.
Oh, yes. The event is called We Belong Here. It'll be happening March 18th through 20th. You've got some youth leadership gathering. There's a basketball element. There's some speakers and a band called A Tribe Called Red. Oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, really, the vision, I believe, came from Damon Bell Holter, who works with Sea Alaska. And unfortunately, he's on the road traveling today, so he wasn't able to make it with us. But essentially, we started out with wanting to do kind of four workshops in combination with a basketball camp focused on youth leadership. We're really focusing on the youth in Juneau, and we really wanted to give them as many opportunities and tools as we can to help them succeed. So it started out with just kind of a small little program, and that's just been blossoming and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And like I said, we have a bunch of sponsors or like people we've been collaborating with. Aware's been part of this, Gold Belt Heritage with myself, Sea Alaska, Juneau School District with their Indian Studies program, Search, Tlingit and Haida is a huge part of this as well, Zach Gordon Youth Center, just a bunch of hands in the pot and all folks on the youth. And so we have a bunch of different workshops that we're going to be putting in and offering to the kids. They'll show up to camp. They'll have options to select what workshops they are interested in. And they'll do workshops for one part of the day, like one half of the day. And then after lunch, they'll switch and do basketball with Damon Bell Holter. And Damon is a former NBA player, played professionally overseas. So they have a really unique opportunity to kind of get some hands-on opportunity to learn some more basketball tips with him.
Yeah. Tell Damon I wanted to meet him. I wish he'd come today.
I'll have to get him back over here. And then, yeah, we have it kind of blossomed in getting some speakers up here. We have Thosh and Chelsea. Thosh Collins and Chelsea Luger from the Native Wellness Institute, they're coming up and they're going to be doing a workshop on healthy relationships. Tanya Hall, who many people know on YouTube as Auntie Beatrice, is a comedian. She's pretty YouTube famous and she's good friends with Damon. And so she's coming up. She's going to be doing a workshop as well. And then she's also doing a free comedy performance Monday night at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall. We're doing a raffle and giving away two free tickets, Alaska Airlines, anywhere they fly. And then Jesse LeBeau, a celebrity teen coach, he's coming up on the last day on Wednesday, right before A Tribe Called Red comes in. So,
well, what are some of like the specific goals of the youth leadership gathering? What are you hoping the attendees are going to get out of this?
Kind of like I mentioned earlier, we're hoping to give these kids the tools just to kind of learn some new leadership opportunities, giving them some self-advocacy tips. We have some youth groups like Teen Council and Lead On coming in to do some other workshops with them, so kind of some peer leadership, peer-to-peer interaction, like self-esteem, knowing who they are, just some simple things like that we want to bridge those gaps where kids aren't talking to each other and they're kind of hiding it off. And we really want to be open and upfront with them and just kind of get everything expressed out on the table for them and then just have fun with it as well.
Now, were either of you part of any organized sports team when you were high school, middle school age, grade
school?
Yep. Yeah. What role does basketball or organized sports play in development of leadership?
You know, for a lot of the kids, it really helps them build on their self-esteem and help them feel like they do belong. So it really, you know, great question because it really fits in with the theme of this conference. And, you know, that self-esteem that a lot of kids build as they're going through sports, learning how to play sports, learning how to achieve in sports, learning how to succeed, and just working together really builds a lot of foundations for later on in life.
Great. And so we have mentioned it a few times, Tribe Called Red is coming back to town to play this event. Can you tell us a little bit about who they are and why they're important and how they also fit into the theme?
Yeah, so Tribe Called Red is a Canadian DJ group. They are based out of Canada. They are focused on kind of indigenous music. This vision actually came from my boss, Dion, over at Gold Belt Heritage. And she's like, what do you think the chances of getting them back up here? And so I was like, I love challenges. So I got on the phone right away and started negotiating and getting them some prices knocked down. But no, we were excited. I know they're very popular up here in Juneau. A lot of the kids love them. A lot of our youth ambassadors wanted them up here. So whenever kids want those opportunities, we're going to find ways to make those happen. So, and that's kind of Damon's belief as well. If we build it, they'll come. So that's kind of why we wanted to bring them back up here to Juneau because they were so popular with our native population and also the kids.
And you know, with Klinkenhida, it really fits right in with where we want to go and bringing more indigenous groups up to Alaska and having more concerts out of the Elizabeth Bradovich Hall. Yeah. You know, we're gearing up on our equipment there now, but you know, it's exciting just to see all these opportunities coming up for our youth as well as the community.
That's going to be a nice intimate venue for that group, too.
Yes, yes, it will be. And we're excited. Klinkenhida is allowing us to do that and helping us out with catering and everything, which is huge. We're doing breakfast for the kids and their families both Monday and Tuesday for free. And just an amazing opportunity. And it's all free for the kids, which is even better.
And they get a ticket to the show if they attend the conference?
Yeah, so that was something new that we decided. If the kids come and they participate in 4 workshops within the camp or within the gathering, they'll get a free ticket to the concert, A Tribe Called Red, which is also a win-win for them. You can't beat that. Free breakfast, free workshops, free basketball camp, free concert.
Oh, it's
Man,
a steal.
Man, I want to go to this conference.
Me too. We Belong Here, Youth Leadership and Basketball Gathering, March 18th through the 20th, taking place at Thunder Mountain High School and Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Where can we find more information or get a student registered?
So on Sea Alaska's website, there is a registration form for the We Belong Here event. It should be on their front page. There's a little bit of an itinerary on there for the kids to look at. And then there is a registration form that they can download. They can print it off. They can email it in. They can bring it over to the Sea Alaska Plaza building to the fourth floor and drop that off. If they wanted to, they could sign up at the event. We prefer to try to get ahead of the game so we know food-wise what to prepare for. But yeah, so Sea Alaska is kind of the main deal. Bunch of social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, all that information's on there as well. So,
terrific. It's been such a pleasure talking to both of you, and I think this event is really gearing up to be big and very cool. So is there anything else either of you would like to add?
Yeah, no, we're going to be advertising the Tribe Called Red and Tonya Hall on Klinkenhida social media as well. So just take a look out there, and everything that you need to know will be there.
No, we're excited about this event, and you know, this is going to be an annual deal. This is something we want to keep providing, and there'll be other programs like this or similar to it in the future, and we're going to be keep building opportunities for these kids.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity, and thanks for coming on Juneau Afternoon to spread the word.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.